It was a pleasantly cool September morning across our area, with temperatures starting off in the 50s, and some areas were as cool as the 40s early on. We had some locally dense fog in our typically prone locations. In fact, the visible satellite picture from this morning showed very well that fog that was in our valleys. Then as the morning moved along, the fog burned off, and we are looking at basically wall-to-wall sunshine across our region this afternoon. Moving through time, we will keep things quiet with high pressure in control, and as we approach the end of summer, summer weather will really hold on strongly across the Northeast. So even though a week from now it will be autumn officially, we're still talking about some very mild air at least over the next few days. We have a large area of high pressure that is sitting over West Virginia this afternoon, and the weather is quiet almost all the way down the East Coast. So we are looking at this high-pressure area that is dominating the weather across the eastern half of the nation. That high will slowly drift to the north and east over the next couple of days, keeping our weather quiet with mild to warm days. In fact, we're talking about 80s here over the next couple of days, and comfortably cool nights with temperatures running generally in the 50s. And just like last night, areas of fog are likely in our typically prone locations as we work on through the rest of the week. So for tonight, we will keep things mainly clear. Temperatures will drop back into the 50s, though again, some 40s are possible. And then tomorrow, it's pretty much a day like today with bright sunshine, comfortable conditions, just a touch of humidity at times, and temperatures that in most areas will reach up above the 80-degree mark. The quiet weather goes on through Friday with that high-pressure area in control, and even on Saturday, that high will slowly work its way off to the east, keeping things quiet. We are projecting a cold front will cross the region over the weekend, very likely Saturday night or Sunday, and that'll knock our temperatures back a few notches for early next week, but it won't be anything that's really cold for this time of year. A quick check in the tropics, where Tropical Depression number 9 formed this morning. The storm is located over 1,000 miles east of the Windward Islands, and at this point poses no threat to land. And now here is my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. For tonight, mostly clear with areas of fog, pleasant, low in the 50s, some 40s are possible in the mountains. And tomorrow, mostly sunny, warm, and dry, high in the lower to mid 80s. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Tonight, mostly clear with areas of fog, low in the 50s, some 40s are possible in the mountains. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, warm and dry, high in the lower to mid 80s. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Tonight, mostly clear with areas of fog, low 55 to 60. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, warm and dry, high in the lower to mid 80s. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires. Tonight, mostly clear with areas of fog, low in the 50s. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, warm, and dry, high in the lower to mid 80s. Region-wide, on Friday, mostly sunny and continued warm, with highs in the lower to mid 80s. And on Saturday, partly to mostly sunny, with highs in the lower 80s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argyanis.